is this Dr. Beer?
Mm-hmm.
This is Dan Holt in Central Oregon. Dan Holt Tape Service?
Yes, sir.
You gave me your phone number.
Sure. Okay. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. How's business doing?
Just fine.
Good.
Not real good. I mean, I think we've only got probably about three tapes sold and about six or nine or something like that rented since the last time we heard from you.
Yeah, well, people, you got to be a special type of person to hear the truth anymore.
Yeah, it seems like.
Right, right. How's things out there?
Well, pretty good.
Weather-wise?
Well, the weather's all right so far.
Uh-huh.
How was it back there? I think it was about 80 or something like that yesterday.
Good Lord. It's wet and cold here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Your voice sounds a little different. Did you...
I've been talking on the telephone for about the last hour.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah. These people call me up, you know.
Oh, there's a man that called me, that wrote, and he was just wondering if you wanted your phone number given out.
Don't give my cell phone number out, Dan. I got a sore throat now, and everybody's got a cold here. It's rainy, cold, and damp.
Okay, I won't then.
It's terrible as thick as here.
Okay. Anyway, I'd like to record, if I could ask you a few questions today, if you wouldn't mind.
Oh, boy, I just got off the telephone giving the interview. What's this all about?
Okay, well, I was going to ask if you knew any more about the explosion there in Russia.
Listen, Dan, I don't know any of that stuff anymore because I'm back to my old profession, which is being a lawyer.
Oh.
And also on economic matters. That's all I'm doing today, Dan.
Okay.
I mean, all my contacts now are... all they're doing is giving me economic intelligence.
Oh, I see. Just about the economic situation is all. Huh?
That's right. That's all I talk about now.
Oh, okay.
Because I just don't have time, you know, to do anything else. I got to make a living, son.
Yeah, well, that's true. Everybody has to do that.
I got three children and a good wife.
Yeah.
So I got to do that. I've expended 10 years of my life and capital and trying to inform the American people, and they just, they got their own troubles.
Well, some of them do, but there's some that are still interested.
Oh, I know. I can tell by my letters I'm getting.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if,
Don't you read the Wisconsin Report?
No, I just read that one article.
Well, I publish an article every month in there.
Oh, you can subscribe to it then, huh?
Well, it's only about $10 a year.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what... I thought they just ran that one article.
No, they run one every month, and then in the between time, they are using, they transcribe my radio programs that I had in the past.
Oh, I didn't know you had.
You better write the Wisconsin Report, Dan.
Oh, I've got a couple of recordings of California radio reports that were given way back about the Rockefellers.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're transcribing all these old tapes of mine, these broadcast tapes.
Oh, okay.
And they're getting hundreds of subscriptions all over the country.
Oh, for the newspaper?
Sure.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then she sells the transcripts of the audio letters, of the past audio letters.
I see. Okay.
You should get in touch with her, Dan.
Well, I guess so. I've still got the newspaper. I can get the address off there.
Yeah, Post Office Box 45.
Post Office Box 45.
Yeah, Brookfield, Wisconsin. 5305.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I can look it up.
Wait a minute. Yeah, 5305. Brookfield, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And just put down Virginia Medes, M-E-V-E-S. And now...
Virginia what?
M-E-V-E-S, Medes. Virginia Medes. She's the publisher.
Oh.
And she, tell her you want some past copies, but she's running now an interview that I had with Art Bentley down in Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay, how long have they been running your...
Oh, for God's sake, ever since I stopped the audio list.
Oh, ever since back then. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. She's been taking these recordings, you know, that people have recorded. Some of the women said they've got them, men have them, where I was interviewed on radio stations all over the country.
Yeah, I've got two of them in the California radio station. Yeah.
Well, make a deal with the Virginia Mavis. You may pay you for it.
Oh, okay. Also, I was just wondering, there's several people still really interested in any kind of information they get. I was just wondering, do you know of anyone that could give even low intelligence information on just some of the things that are taking place right now, like space shuttles and or like the Rosneath and things like that?
I wish I could tell you, Dan, but I'm completely out of that.
I mean, is there anyone you know that might, that, you know, that doesn't want a lot of money, that's just interested in, you know, in the American people?
I don't know of anyone.
Hmm.
And all of my contacts have been hushed up right now.
Oh.
On national security stuff, because I was given too much truth.
Yeah, were you saying they had that new royal security? Well, anyway, where they didn't give out any information.
That's right.
Just a few people, so.
That's exactly right. I've told everybody what is going on. Those tapes are just as new today. Well, I think of 5 or 6 years still ahead on some of them.
Oh, yeah, there's still things that aren't come out in the news, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Don.
Also, did you ever have any kind of pictures or any kind of information on the synthetic automatons or robots? Or?
Yes, we have plenty of evidence. I wouldn't have put them in the tapes, but then they've all been returned. They let me view them.
Oh, but you don't have anything right now?
Not now. No, I've turned them back in.
Oh,
I had to give up all that stuff.
Oh.
Hey, listen, you want me to live, don't you?
Yeah, well,
I came close to death.
Yeah, I realize that. Everybody probably that's in there, you know, giving out information.
Yeah, if they could have bought up all the tapes that everybody has, they would do it. But since they're just like feathers in the wind, they can't get them back. So what they'll do is they'll just deny everything that's on there.
Oh. Well, what did they do? Just threaten you? Or?
Sure.
Oh.
My 3 kids.
Hmm. Oh, I see.
So that's over with now, you see.
Yeah. I wish we could find some kind of information, though. You can't remember any more about the automatons besides what you told them, can you?
No,
you said they're made out of, like, cow. They take parts of cows or something?
No, they don't even do that anymore.
Oh, really?
That's so far ahead.
But were they making just out of synthetic material now?
Yeah.
And no cow parts at all?
No, no more. That's all old stuff. That was all the original evidence, the old stuff.
I know when you look at Reagan, you can see the wrinkles on his face change every once in a while. He'll have wrinkles in one place one time, and then a few months later, they'll be in a different place.
There's a lot of people walking around.
Is Mondale and Ferraro both automatons?
I don't know, really.
You don't know?
I really don't know. Okay. I mean, it's been 2 or 3 years now since I've given that stuff up. I was walking on dangerous ground, brother.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind taking that spot if I could find somebody that had information.
Yeah, but they've all closed down.
Hmm.
They were in the government.
There's nobody even that, you know, like the janitor, somebody that just have, you know.
No way, Dan.
Okay.
No way. It's all closed down.
Huh. I didn't realize that.
We agreed to that.
Oh.
We had to. They said, thank God you just weren't hurt all over the world. They just ridiculed me. You know, they would ridicule. That's the worst thing in the world.
Well, not really. There's worse things than that. Everybody that I know of that's been telling, well, what's going on in the conspiracy,
right,
do ridicule them. And
right.
In the news media all the time, they're telling people all kinds of things bad about them and saying that they're not telling the truth and stuff.
Right. Well, Dan, my voice is just beyond ready to go out on.
Okay.
I've been on this damn interview for an hour now. If you've been trying to get me, you know what, the line's been busy.
Yeah, I just tried one time.
Oh, God. It's been going terribly.
I just wanted to ask you one more question.
Sure, Dan.
Good. In Jack Chick's magazine, Double Cross, he said...
Who?
Jack Chick.
Jack, oh, yeah.
On Double Cross, he said that you were Roman Catholic. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, that's right.
A Maronite.
a Maronite. What's that?
Lebanese. You know, in Lebanon, we have Maronites. They're part of the Eastern Rite of the Catholic Church.
Is that part of the mainline Roman Catholic?
Well, it's part of the Catholic Church. We're not part of the Roman Catholic Church.
Oh, I see, but not the Roman.
No, we're the Eastern Rite of the Catholic Church.
Okay, because the...
We're older than the Catholic Church.
The Roman Catholic is the one spoken of in Revelation 17, you know, that sits on seven hills and controls everybody.
No, we're older than that.
Okay, well...
We're Maronites, you know.
Okay.
It's not Roman Catholic.
Okay.
We're just affiliated with the Catholic Church, see?
All right, that's what I needed to clear up. I think that's most of the questions I had. Anyway.
Sure.
Okay, I better give your voice a rest. Thanks a lot for...
Yeah, call me some other time.
Okay.
And good luck, old buddy.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye now.
Hello?
Oh, is Dr. Beter there today?
Hello, please.
Hello, Dr. Beter.
Hey,
it's Stan Holt, State Service in Central Oregon again. I haven't
called you
for quite a while. I thought I'd give you a call. See what was happening.
Same thing. I can't hear you. This is Stan Holt, State Service.
You know, in
Central Oregon.
Yeah, I didn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
I was just wondering how you're getting along. I
haven't heard from you for quite a while.
Well, Doc, I think I sent you a letter some time ago.
Yeah. I haven't had a lot of state business here lately, but I did have a couple of calls the other day that people that were wondering about you, if you're still alive or whatever.
Sure.
There's a Robert Dean, and he has a talk show there in Toronto, Ontario.
Robert Dean?
Yeah, he says he's called you before.
He has? Yeah. I guess he's
asked if you'd be on his talk program before, but
he was just wondering if you
had any current information or anything like that. And also, he mentioned there's a Mae Brussel in Los Angeles and a Sherman Solnit that has kind of a little bit of what you used to do, only not as much information as what you used to have.
Yeah.
And anyway, he was wondering if he could get a hold of you, and I gave him your address. You didn't mention you didn't want your phone number gave out, so...
Who are you talking about now, Dan?
This Robert Dean.
Where is he located?
In Toronto, Ontario.
Well, he's never called me that I know of.
Well, it's been years ago. Also, there's a man named Sal Princiota that works for the Alan Stein Report. And he was wondering if you could give some information on investment advice. I guess he has gold coin and
that kind of business,
you know.
Where is he located then?
In Redondo Beach, California.
Well, I've never heard of that he called me. I mean, Lily doesn't think so. You know, I've been mostly abroad.
Yeah. You just got back, huh?
I'm just going back again Tuesday.
To Lebanon?
No, I'm going to Europe, you know. I've built a private hospital.
Oh, I see.
And also in England, you see.
Uh-huh.
And I work on gold deals and things like that.
Oh.
I haven't been there. I still get my inside information there, you know.
Oh, on the financial things, huh?
Oh, on everything, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't do anything. All I do is write little notes for Virginia Mavis, you know, for which not to report.
I see. And you don't at all give out anything else? Then?
No. Although I do have select clients, you know, I charge them a fee for giving the information on instructions and everything like that, Dan.
I see. Okay.
But I haven't heard these people. Is Mae Brussel, she's doing business, huh?
Yeah, evidently she is. You've heard of her, huh?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
And what about this other fellow you were talking about?
Well, he has a talk program. He says his listeners were quite interested. I guess he's played your tape over the radio there in Toronto before him. And,
years ago?
Well, I think even recently. And he has people that were kind of wondering about you, whether you're still alive or what had happened to you.
Well, after 5 heart attacks, you know, Dan.
Yeah.
Well, that takes a lot out of you.
I bet it does. Most people don't live through that many.
Well, I think the good Lord was intending me, you know, to stay alive.
Keep you around for something, all right?
No, the last one, you know, I died.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. And then, seriously, I died, and then I came back to life without Bruce Smith. That was a quite an experience.
Yeah.
And it was very peaceful and everything.
I've heard of other people seeing that. I just never talked to anybody that had.
Oh, yes. Everything goes black, you're dead, and then all of a sudden, you start floating.
Hmm.
To a bright white.
Well, that's really something.
Sure. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Well, that actually happened, Dan. How's the tapes going along? Are you selling any or vending any?
Oh, kind of slow here lately.
Well, you always find that out around the holiday season.
Maybe so.
Are you doing any advertising?
No. I've done what I could. I put a little bit on the radio and different things. Although, the man that runs the radio station, well, he says he doesn't want, you know, some of the information I've been giving out, he says he doesn't want that to go out over his radio station. I guess maybe he was getting in hot water over it or something.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Well, the truth will always get you hot water, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Somebody must have impressed him anyway, could be. He didn't want anything.
Oh, Dad, that's good. Well, you know, every time you want to come here in the summertime, we're always away at Cape Cod, you know.
Oh, okay. Well.
But let me know if you come by.
Okay. We still want to come out there, Lord willing, if we can, but
right.
I don't know. It just depends on when we can get everything tied up here long enough so we can get away for a while.
Right. Well, yeah. Have that guy in Toronto call me if he's interested. I haven't had time nor the inclination, and now I feel much better. I may be back into the fray, you know.
Well, that'd be real good if you were. You want me to go ahead and give him your phone number there?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about this other man, South Princiota?
I'll talk to him too, you know.
Okay. All right, I just wanted to know before I gave him your number.
I can use the money, too.
Okay, that's fine, then.
Okay.
There was one of the listeners here was asking if you knew anything about when a depression might come or anything like that on the...
Yeah.
If the banks are still going to be open for a while or do you know?
Yeah.
You think they will be?
I give my opinion to, you know, the guys who pay me very well.
Okay. I'll just give you a number to the other man and let him get a hold
right.
of you.
Maybe we can make some change.
Okay.
You get a referral fee.
Well, I don't really care about that so much. I just...
Well, you got to pay your bill, don't you?
Oh, yeah. But I usually make enough just a regular job. I kind of do this just for, you know, something to do to kind of help people out.
Right. Well, when I lost the audio letter, I lost most of my capital, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there isn't a lot going on right there right now. Okay.
Oh, right.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and give these people your phone number then, and if I can, I'll try to get out that way sometime, Lord willing, anyway.
Okay, Dan. How's the weather there?
Oh, just kind of rainy here today.
I thought you were having snow.
Yeah, we had snow in the end of November, which I can't remember snow ever being that early here.
I know.
It's always usually been around January or February. Maybe we have maybe an inch, and that's about all.
It's most unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
A lot of strange things going on.
Yeah, it sure is.
Okay, Dan.
Okay, well, I'll let you go then.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling.
Okay, bye.
I'll go back to bed now.
It is little early.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
God love you.